نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد، there is an incident that comes to mind of a person that built a house and just as we normally do, sometimes when we purchase a car or when we move into a new house or we are building a house sometimes, or even at other times when we want to lay the foundation of some home or some madrasa or some masjid, there's some pious person is called or asked to make some dua for the project, for its acceptance. If it is a madrasa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance, barakat, and also that it must reach completion with afiyat, with ease and with comfort. And when the task is accomplished, then also sometimes we ask for du'as. So similarly, on one occasion a person had his home built, and thereafter he called some pious person to come to his home and to make dua for barakat. So we should remember that, this is just by the way, I remember my ustad Maulana Abrar Sahib rahmatullah alayh, a very witty person, and a person also together with that who had taqwa in him, was a great personality, a great alim, and he was the khalifa of the principal of Darul Uloom Deoband, Hazrat Qari Muhammad Tayyib Sahib rahmatullah alayh. So Hazrat rahmatullah alayh, in India we know there is a trend that when people build their homes, then either at the entrance or above the main door, they will have inscribed there, "Hadha min fadli Rabbi," this is from the ni'amat, bounties of my Lord, of my nourisher Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali sometimes used to add to that, that the income and the wealth with which this home sometimes is built is totally haram and is derived from haram sources sometimes. And after all that haram wealth going into the building of this home, then we write there, "Hadha min fadli Rabbi," that this is from the fadl and from the grace and the bounty of my Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually a mock to that. So therefore we should be mindful that when there is a desire to own something, sometimes we are human, we find our colleagues sometimes they are excelling. Sometimes it is my brother, he is excelling in his business, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him plenty of wealth. So when I see him and I feel envious, and sometimes it's not just envy, but it is jealousy that creeps into the person, and the person goes out of his way to try and compete with his brother or with his friend or with his neighbor. Now this is incorrect. And what happens sometimes when a person wants to compete, then he doesn't concern himself with the method or the route which he is taking, whether it is one which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or whether it is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is in conformity with the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether his earnings are haram or whether it's halal, whether it is jais or najais, whether it's permissible, impermissible. He doesn't concern himself with that. His concern is only to get to where he wants to and to compete with his neighbor or brother or whomsoever it may be. And whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for whomsoever, he will get it. And if it is not meant for us, then it will not come. Just today somebody phoned, and the person had he was feeling very, very disappointed with some incident that had occurred. His son had just completed matric, and he mentions that he had distinctions upon distinctions, and he had applied to a few universities for acceptance. But there was one particular university which he had in mind for one reason, that this son of his had some friends or some cousins in that university and very deeni inclined. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, together with the knowledge that they were acquiring, they are very deeni conscious, actively participating in the Jamaat and Tabligh work, and also other types of deeni activities they are engaged in. So he said that it was our desire that my son get admission in, or is accepted in, this particular university. And we had more hope because those that were doing the interviewing were Muslims, and looking at what this youngster had achieved, his achievements as far as his school is concerned, and also the fact that he's a Hafiz and all that. So in his report we had written all these things, and thinking that those that are interviewing are Muslims, they will accept him. So he said, to my utter surprise, the person that is relating this to me is also from the medical field. He himself is a medical person. And he said, well, not myself, because alhamdulillah I'm a Muslim and I've got iman. So it didn't bother me so much, but my family is very, very disturbed, and there's a type of depressive mood. So he says that after handing all these things in, he said, my son out of 10 was given 4 or 3 points out of 10. So he said, I became very concerned about it, and I went to discuss this issue with the relevant people, or the person who did the interview, and a Muslim, of course. And they said, I only wanted to ask him that, you know, on what grounds did my son achieve 4 out of 10? If we take into consideration his academic results in school, his matric results, the distinctions that he has, and all the other things that have been written, I need to know why he was given 4 out of 10. So he tells me that, you know, I was treated in such a way, I was actually chased away from there, although being a medical person. So he said, oh, I didn't leave it there, I pursued the matter, I went a little further, and I went to that person's supervisor. And that person's supervisor also happens to be a Muslim. And I thought maybe I will get some joy there. But the treatment that I received at the first place, there was a similar treatment I received at the second place. And more especially, I felt very, very disappointed because of the fact that there were Muslims there at the head. So give him some consolation, whatever Allah Ta'ala put in mind that time. And he said, listen, I'm feeling very, very hurt because it is Muslims. So something Allah Ta'ala put in mind at that time, just to give him some consolation, he was told that if we have to ponder a little bit, we will find that we in our country, if we have to compare ourselves to some or to many that are living in Muslim countries, we will find we enjoy much more freedom as far as our practices are concerned, as far as practicing on our religion is concerned, our deen is concerned, compared to those who are in Muslim countries. So when this was told to him, he got some, he said, no, that makes sense. Because sometimes it does happen that it's not necessary that those that are there on these positions are practicing Muslims. And therefore, when a person comes with these type of credentials, and there's a portrayal of the person's taqwa, of his fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of his adherence to the teachings and to the commands of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that actually is used as something against this person. So however, in our worldly pursuit, sometimes we have this eagerness to reach a certain point. And sometimes it is an optional thing that we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us sufficient wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us sufficient that a person can take care of himself, can take care of him, of his family comfortably. But we find just for those few extra rands, or those few extra pennies, or for that little extra wealth that a person wants to accumulate, he goes to the extent that his comforts and his luxuries that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, and the peaceful sleep that he has at night, he is prepared to part with that for those few extra coins, only to realize that he is making life much more difficult for him, for himself, whereas without that he was getting his namaz on time, he was getting his salah on time, he could make his ibadat comfortably, he had time for his family, he had time for his wife, he had time for his children, he had time for himself, he had time for his Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He engaged in ibadat, he slept early, he had a whole night's sleep, he woke up in the morning fresh for Fajr Salah, and everything was in place. Now just for those few extra coins, thinking that I will leave, or I will give my children better education, or I will give my children a little more comfort and luxuries. Now just for that little more comfort and luxuries, he is causing himself so much of inconvenience. And sometimes you find that that time, that quality time that he had, which he was sharing with his family, with his wife and children, he no more has that time. Just recently I was hearing something about a person in one of the foreign countries. He spends only 4 or 5 hours at home. 4 or 5 hours at home. When he leaves home, when he leaves, he travels from some African country to this particular country, and he says that he spends only 4 or 5 hours at home, and because of the cost of living, he has to work 2 places in order to support his family. So when he leaves home in the morning, his children are asleep, and when he returns home at night, his children are also asleep. There is no time, there is no family time, there is no quality time, there is no time for the wife, there is no time for the children. So why should we go beyond what is required? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us, and if that is sufficient for us to take care of our needs, then make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be happy and content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Yes, with ease. I remember our elders in Gujarati, they used to sometimes say, nowadays of course the Gujarati language, especially from our homes, those of us that are Gujarati speaking, or whatever language we speak at home, we should try and keep that up. But however, it is my weakness, it is our weakness also, that with our children we do not speak the language. But however, in the Gujarati language there is a lot of these type of sayings. So the one goes this way, that ungve chine ujagro levano, which means that the person is getting comfortable sleep. Now he sells that sleep to get sleeplessness. He sells that sleep to get sleeplessness. Just for those extra few coins that he wants to accumulate, he's selling his sleep. And he's buying in place of that, in return what he is getting, nothing else but restlessness. He is getting sleeplessness, anxiety, worry, depression, all this thing is now coming in. Now you find sometimes the person is returning home late at night only to make his family and to make his wife suspicious as to why are you coming so late. Or sometimes he's getting calls at that part of the night, and why are you getting calls? And that whole family life that he was enjoying, a comfortable family life, one of muhabbat and one of closeness with his wife and with his children, where he could give time to his children, where he could sit and see to what his children are doing, help them and assist them with their madrasa work, help and assist them with their school work, all that is lost, he hasn't got. Or that when he is returning from work, he is so tired that he cannot even sit and take his his meals. Or that if he sits, he's so tired, he just wants to eat, and immediately after that he wants to get up and go to rest because he's just too tired and he cannot manage and cope anymore. And sometimes it is the cost of our missing our Isha Salah and the cost of missing our Fajr Salah. So however, coming back to the incident, this person invited this Allah Wala and he said, come to my home. So the person came and after going through his home, he came to a particular room and he said, you have this room here and there's a window here. So why have you kept this window in this particular position or kept it at this position or kept it in this room? So he said, well, it's understandable that this window, in India, I mean, it's unlike here. In the earlier days, the windows used to be, even here also, in the earlier days, the windows used to be made of wood. You cannot see through, but during the day the windows are open. So he says that, well, when I open this window, it's a means of light coming in and also fresh air coming into the room. So the pious person mentioned to him, he said, fair enough, you made this intention, it's a very good intention, nothing wrong, you'll get light which is needed and also fresh air which is needed. But he said to this person, the owner of the house, why didn't you make this niyat that when you opened this window, the sound of the adhan would come through this window? If you open this window, the sound of the adhan would travel through this window and would get you up for salah or would inform you that it is salah time. So that is the reward you would have got for that good intention. And together with that, as far as your light is concerned, you would have still got your light. And as far as the fresh air that you are desirous of, you would have still got that. But on and above that, you are getting the thawab of making a good intention. So he said, well, I didn't think of that. This is what we get by sitting in the company of the awliya Allah. I recall, inshallah we will continue with this subject next week, but just sitting in the company of the awliya Allah reminds me of something I read about Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, Madam Allah Fuyudahum. He says, on one occasion, a great personality, many of us may have heard his name, a very, very pious saint, and he was known as saint by the South African students as well, and that was Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Khan Rahimahullah Ta'ala, the Khalifa, one of the senior Khalifas of Hazrat Mujaddid Millat, Hazrat Maulana Shafali Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat Hakim Sahib Damat Barakatuh mentions that on one occasion, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to the Khanqa in Karachi. And what we are saying, that sitting with the awliya Allah, sitting in their company, we get to learn things sometimes which you will not find in kitabs, and sometimes you will not find at other places, but only in their company. And sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires them. Of course, their knowledge also is in depth. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Daud Barakatuh mentions that Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali came to the Khanqa, and there was a majlis that extended for about 3 hours. In Jalalabad, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's majlis, which he used to have sometimes starting at 9 o'clock, sometimes the majlis used to be 2 hours, sometimes the majlis used to be 3 hours, and no preparation for what he's going to be speaking. And generally we notice in the awliya Allah, that is how their system is, that they are inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they will come there and sit, and sometimes it is just one incident or somebody just had to say something, and on that you will find a majlis taking place of 3 hours, 2 hours. I remember on one occasion, whilst I was there in Jalalabad, it was a cold winter's morning, and that area of India, or that part of India, the UP area and Delhi, etc., it gets extremely cold in the winter months. So it was a winter's morning, a cold winter's morning. A majlis had just, or was about to start, and a guest walks in. Or when we walked in, rather, the guest was sitting there, an ordinary clad person, little beard, and he was sitting and speaking to Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali. So this person happened to be from Kashmir, and he tried getting to Jalalabad. He lost his route and he went far off his route before he got to Jalalabad. However, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali just asked him that, with regards where he came from and so forth. So he mentioned that he came from Kashmir. And we know Kashmir is a place that is much more colder with the ice and all that. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali asked him that, how do you manage, with all the conditions that you have around you there? So he just mentioned to Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali that aadat ho gayi, that now it has become a habit, that we are used to it. Thus Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali just heard that word habit and aadat, and Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali's majlis started on that word habit and aadat, and the full duration of that 2 or 3 hours, the majlis was just on aadat and habit. Various aspects of that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali just spoke, continued speaking. And this was generally, sometime maybe he was replying a letter and somebody may have asked a question, and whilst replying something just came to mind and the majlis went on that, and the duration of the 3 hours, it was just on that period. Or somebody asked an islahi question from amongst those that were in the majlis, somebody asked an islahi question and the answer to that sometimes was for 3 hours. So however, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali visited Karachi, and so Hazrat Hakim Sahib Dawood Barakatuh mentions that there were three things that our Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned. And one of those three things that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned, this is the first time that I also read that in the works of our Hazrat Hakim Sahib Dawood Barakatuh. Hakim Sahib says that he presented a pillow to Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. So when he presented the pillow, he presented it on the right hand side. So Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned to him that when you're giving a pillow, give it on the left side, because it is sunnat on the left side to have a pillow. This was something I didn't myself know, but when I read it in the bayan of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Dawood Barakatuh, then this came to light. And another one or two other things. The one thing that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali also mentioned, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and Hazrat Hakim Sahib Dawood Barakatuh mentions that if Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali did not mention it, an alim of his caliber, then we wouldn't have just accepted it. But because it was an alim of his caliber, that is why I am mentioning this. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib Dawood Barakatuh mentioned that the second thing that Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali mentioned in that majlis was that when a person enters the silsila and becomes bay'at to a particular sheikh of a silsila, whichever silsila, then he says the akabirin or the mashayikh of that silsila, even those that have passed on from this world, their tawajjuh is on that person. So Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned this. And then the third thing Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned was an example that Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali gave, that in India the example generally is used of trains, and that where there's an engine, together with that you get different coaches, you get the first class, then you get the air conditioned classes, the chair cars, and then after those that have travelled in India, you know that you get the third class, the ordinary compartments. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that whether it's the first class or whether it's the third class, as long as it is attached to the engine, then wherever the engine is going to, the first class will reach and the third class will also reach there. Although Hazrat Hakim Sahib Dawood Barakatuh mentions that in the words of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah, sometimes you'll get some loose screws and it's making chew and char, all types of squeaky sounds that are coming out and everything that is happening. But as long as it is linked to the third class is linked to the first, and the first is linked to the coach, wherever the engine will go, that is where the coaches that are linked to the engine will go, whether it's the first or whether it's the third class. Yes, this much difference there may be, that the passengers of the first class will go in a little more comfort compared to those that are in the third class. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentions that keep ourselves attached to the mashayikh, wherever they are going, keep ourselves attached to them. They will lead us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Maybe what may happen is that we may not reach their levels, But Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali mentioned that the least will happen that because we are attached to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the tawfiq of making tawbah. And when a person makes tawbah, then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes make him reaches. And if a person has the desire to be like them, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect us with them. Inshallah, we will continue with this topic. And the topic is actually that the intentions that we make. Inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives tawfiq and hidayat, we'll continue with this subject.
Yaar rahe yaar ab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahun mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat khalq se main bezaar rahun har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahun sarshar rahun hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magar hushyar rahun ab to rahe bas kadme aakhir wirde zubaa mere ilah la ilaha illa allah muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam la ilaha illa allah 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 tere siwa maabood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai koi nahi tere siwa maqsood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai koi nahi tere siwa maujood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai koi nahi tere siwa mashhood e haqeeqi koi nahi hai koi nahi ab to rahe bas tadam e aakhir wird e zuba e mere ilah la ilaha illa allah 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 yaad mein teri sab ko bhula dun koi na mujhko yaad rahe tujh par sab ghar bar luta dun khanae dil abad rahe sab khushiyon ko aag laga dun gham se tere dil shaad rahe sab ko nazar se apni gira dun tujh se faqat faryaad rahe ab to rahe bas tadme aakhir wirde zuba e mere ilah la ilaha illa allah 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 la ilaha الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم نفس شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار و نام سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زباں اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر اللہ جل جلالہ عم نوالہ اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے, عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ اینچے شیرین است نام, شیر و شکر می شود جانم تمام. اللہ جل جلالہ و تعالی شأنہ, اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ, لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين, يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم, يا كريم الله يا رحيم الله, او موس لوينگ الله, موس كيرينگ الله, موس كمپاشنيت الله, او موس ٹالرنٹ الله. يا الله, these begging bowls have been raised before you at this part of the evening. Ya Allah, we believe in you to be an all-forgiving Allah, most forgiving Allah, most tolerant Allah, most merciful Allah. Ya Allah, through your infinite fadl, karam, grace, mercy and ihsan, Ya Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Ya Allah, forgive our major and minor faults. Ya Allah, you through your infinite mercy, Ya Allah, have gathered us here this evening. O my beloved Allah, it is not through our own, on our own accord that we have gathered here. Ya Allah, it is you that have brought us here. Ya Allah, you have made us take your Mubarak name. Ya Allah, our tongues have been cleansed with istighfar. Ya Allah, we have raised these begging bowls after having taken your Mubarak name. Oh my beloved Allah, these hands and these begging bowls couldn't have been raised if it was not for hidayat from you, if it was not for guidance from you, if you didn't give the tawfiq, oh my beloved Allah, it was not possible for us to raise these hands before you. Oh my beloved Allah, when you gave the tawfiq, when you gave the guidance, when you brought us here, oh my beloved Allah, you make decision of forgiveness for us. Ya Allah, forgive our major and minor faults. Oh my beloved Allah, we are at your door and begging, let us in, my beloved Allah. Open your doors of maghfirat. Open your doors of forgiveness. Oh my beloved Allah, open the flood gates of your mercy. Oh my beloved Allah, we have sinned and sinned and are tired of sinning. Oh my beloved Allah, life is gone, my beloved Allah, in sinning and in your disobedience. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us the tawfiq and the hidayat and the guidance to turn to you. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us clean and pure lives. Oh my beloved Allah, we have remained in a life of sin and filth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, through your infinite fadl, grace, mercy and ihsan, take us out and remove us from this filth, from this life of filth and disobedience, my beloved Allah. Oh my beloved Allah, we know that we are immersed and drowning in sins, Ya Allah. We use your given ni'mas to displease you. We use your given namas to be disobedient to you. Your given bounties we use for your displeasure. Ya Allah, the eyes given by you we use in haram things. Oh my beloved Allah, how much of haram haven't these eyes seen? How much of haram hasn't these tongues spoken, my beloved Allah? How much of haram haven't these ears heard? How much of haram haven't these hands touched, my beloved Allah? And how much of haram hasn't these feet walked towards? Oh, my beloved Allah, even though our sins may be more than the waves of the ocean, and even though our sins may be more than the grains of sand of the earth, my beloved Allah, and even though our sins may be more than the leaves of the trees of the world put together, oh, my beloved Allah, Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Rahim Allah, oh, most forgiving Allah, oh, most tolerant Allah, Ya Allah, your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Ya Allah, just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away all our sins. Oh, my beloved Allah, Mera har khata pe rona, hey, hi, meri talafi, Mera har khata pe rona, hey, hi, meri talafi, teri rahmaton ka sadaqa, Mera jurm afw karna. Oh, my beloved Allah, had there been another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. Oh, my beloved Allah, in spite of sinning, in spite of disobedience to you, in spite of breaking your command, in spite of going against the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh, my beloved Allah, you did not snatch away our eyesight, you did not snatch away our hearing, and our speech, and our limbs, you did not paralyze us. Oh, my beloved Allah, how tolerant you are, how loving you are, my beloved Allah, how caring you are, my beloved Allah, in spite of everything, you're blessing us with all the ni'mat and bounties. Ya Allah, you give us the tawfiq, the hidayat and the guidance to appreciate this life that you have given us. Oh, my beloved Allah, let there be a turning point in our lives. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak. Oh, my beloved Allah, do not hand us over to ourselves. Oh, my beloved Allah, you took not, Ya Allah, draw us close towards you with the power of jazz. Oh, my beloved Allah, through your infinite fadl, karam, grace, mercy and ihsan, change the condition of our heart. Oh, my beloved Allah, we know and we acknowledge that we have made our heart into filthy bin bags. All the filth of this world, the dirt of this world, we have filled into this heart where you are supposed to be residing, your muhabbat supposed to be residing, the muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supposed to be residing. Oh, my beloved Allah, remove the filth from our heart. Grant us clean and purified heart. Oh, my beloved Allah, we have filled our hearts with the love of this world, with the greed of this world. Oh, my beloved Allah, namaz means nothing to us, salah means nothing to us, your muhabbat means nothing to us. Oh, my beloved Allah, what gross indifference is. But Ya Allah, we have hope in you, we have trust in you. Ya Allah, no matter whatever we may be, hum gande hai, gunegar hai, siyahkar hai, badkar hai. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are evil to the core, we are sinners to the core, my beloved Allah. But we acknowledge you to be a most merciful Allah, most gracious Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, make the attaining void in our lives. Ya Allah, we want to change, but we are too weak. We do not have the strength, my beloved Allah. Oh, my beloved Allah, we are handing our face over to you. You make decision of khair for us. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the condition of our heart. Hawa o hirs wala dil badal de, hamara ghaflat me dooba dil badal de, badal de khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. Oh, my beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Oh, my beloved Allah, brothers and sisters have gathered for no other reason. Ya Allah, there is nothing else to be distributed here. Oh, my beloved Allah, this heart is void of your Muhammad. This heart has got nothing, my beloved Allah. It is empty, it is dirty, it is filthy, my beloved Allah. These brothers and sisters have come with the sole intention to connect themselves to you, to link themselves to you. They want your muhabbat, they are desirous of your muhabbat. Oh, my beloved Allah, you give it to them, you bless them, my Allah. You make each and everyone that is seated here from the awliya are Siddiqeen. Oh my beloved Allah, accept each and everyone here. Oh my beloved Allah, change our lives. Make a decision of change for us. Oh my beloved Allah, make each and everyone seated here muttaqi, parhezgar. Oh my beloved Allah, bless each and everyone with your muhabbat. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Oh my beloved Allah, change our condition before we leave here. There is absolutely nothing difficult for you, oh my beloved Allah. You have power and qudrat over everything. Oh my beloved Allah, you are hearing our pleas. You know the remorse and the regret that is in our hearts over our past lives. Oh my beloved Allah, we know how sinful we are. We know how filthy we are. We know how dirty we are. My beloved Allah, change the condition of our lives. Oh my beloved Allah, ab to badal de my beloved Allah, ab to maaf kar de my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, change the condition of our lives. Ya Allah, forgive our sins. Forgive the sins of our parents. Forgive the sins of our brothers and sisters. Forgive the sins of the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, do not look at our weakness. Oh my beloved Allah, do not deal with us according to us, Ya Allah. Deal with us according to your shan of Karimi. Ya Allah, my beloved Allah, Ya Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ummah we are in. Oh my beloved Allah, look at his sacrifices and what sacrifices he made for the ummah. Oh my beloved Allah, through the sacrifice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make decision of forgiveness for us. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us your muhabbat. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Ya Allah, let us taste your love. Oh my beloved Allah, there are young children that are seated here. They are those students of the Quran Majeed that have raised their hands as part of the evening. Oh my beloved Allah, their parents have sacrificed them. Ya Allah, some of them have lost their parents and they are lying in the covers. Oh my beloved Allah, you accept these students, oh my beloved Allah. Make each and every one of them a guiding star, Ya Allah. Accept each and every one of them. Make each and every one of them an alim, a qari, a mufti, a hafiz. Make each and every one of them salih and muttaqi. Oh my beloved Allah, make them the coolness of their parents' eyes. Oh my beloved Allah, make each and every one of us obedient children of our parents. Ya Allah, make each and every one of us obedient servants of yours. Oh my beloved Allah, those of us that have aging parents, Ya Allah, those of us that are blessed with parents, grant us the ability to respect our parents. Oh my beloved Allah, let us take the du'as of our parents. Oh my beloved Allah, let their crying be our crying, their pain be our pain, their grief be our grief, their happiness be our happiness. Oh my beloved Allah, we know many of us may have displeased our parents, and some of them have passed on from this world. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us the ability to ask them for forgiveness and maaf if they are living, and if they have gone from this world, my beloved Allah, you make them happy with us. Ya Allah, grant us the ability to make isal sawab for them. Oh my beloved Allah, grant Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best of reward on behalf of the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, grant us the ability to implement every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. Ya Allah, our youth, our children that are in colleges and varsities, oh my beloved Allah, make them an asset for the ummah. Oh my beloved Allah, you protect them from all sides. Oh my beloved Allah, protect the iman, protect the haya, protect the chastity, my beloved Allah. Protect them from all sides. Protect them from the right and from the left, oh my beloved Allah. Protect them from in front and from behind. Protect them from above and from beneath. Oh my beloved Allah, we do not know what to ask you and how to ask you. Oh my beloved Allah, these broken du'as, Ya Allah, you accept them in whatever way they may have been made. Oh my beloved Allah, we do not know the adab of asking. We do not know the etiquette of asking. Oh my beloved Allah, you give us without asking. Oh my beloved Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of ma'rifat. Ya Allah, grant us all the good that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you for. Oh my beloved Allah, the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made all his life. Ya Allah, especially the du'as that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada. Ya Allah, whilst making tawaf of the
the Baytullah. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made while touching the Rukni Yamani. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made while kissing the Hajar Aswad. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made in the Hatib. Oh, my beloved Allah, the du'as that he made while he attached himself to the Multasab. Oh, my beloved Allah, the du'as that he made at Maqam Ibrahim. The du'as that he made after drinking Zamzam. The du'as that he made at Safa. The du'as that he made. Ya Allah, the Masoom Nabi, raising his hands and with humility asking you at Marwa. Oh, my beloved Allah, that Masoom Nabi raising his hands in Mina and Muzdalifa. And oh, my beloved Allah, that Masoom Nabi with 124,000 of his illustrious Sahaba Ikram and guiding stars. Oh, my beloved Allah, what he was to ask you from Zuhar up to Maghrib, that Masoom Nabi. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that goodness. Grant us that goodness. Bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives with that goodness. Bless our families with that goodness. Bless our children with that goodness. Bless our near and dear ones with that goodness. Ya Allah, bless those that have made ihsan on us with that goodness. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, those that have requested us to make du'as for them, bless them with that goodness. Ya Allah, bless the people of Amzindu with that goodness. Ya Allah, bless our neighbors with that goodness. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, bless the people of KwaZulu-Natal with that goodness. Bless the Muslims of South Africa with that goodness. Bless the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in whichever corner and part of the world they may be. Oh, my beloved Allah, bless them with that goodness. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant hidayah to the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, those that have not accepted Iman, Ya Allah, bless them with Iman. Ya Allah, after all, they are also part of the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, my beloved Allah, millions are going towards the fire of Jahannam. Oh, my beloved Allah, those that are making effort to take them away from the fire of Jahannam and join them with you. Ya Allah, whether it is the work of the Dawat and Tabligh, whether it is Jamaat and Tabligh work, or whether it is the effort of the Khanqahs, and whether it is the effort of the Madaris and the Makatib. Ya Allah, whoever is making effort to take those others away from Jahannam and link them to you, and take your creation away, Ya Allah, from your displeasure and bring them to your displeasure. Ya Allah, accept each and every work of deed. Ya Allah, all those that are making khidmat of deed. Ya Allah, in whichever department they may be making khidmat. Ya Allah, accept each and everyone. Tablighu da'wat ki mehnat qabool farma. Oh, my beloved Allah, unki ihtimaat qabool farma. Unki da'wat qabool farma. Unki tablighu qabool farma. Unki gash qabool farma. Unki ta'aleem qabool farma. Unki puri puri hifazat farma. Unke ghar walon ki hifazat farma. Unki biwi bachon ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, unko barkaton se nawaz. Ya Allah, give them barkat in the sustenance. Ya Allah, through your infinite mercy, those of us that are suffering from any type of depression, Ya Allah, you change that condition of depression to a condition of happiness. Ya Allah, those that are sick, grant them shifa-e kamil ajil mustamir. Ya Allah, those that are having financial problems, oh my beloved Allah, grant us the ability. Ya Allah, and grant us sufficient halal risk. Ya Allah, those that are owing any money to anybody, or that is owing anything to anybody, Ya Allah, you grant us sufficient halal risk to pay back to whomsoever, whatever is due. Ya Allah, if we need to ask anyone for maafi, if we have hurt anyone's feelings, oh my beloved Allah, let us humble ourselves in this world before it is too late. Ya Allah, let us ask for maafi. Let us beg for forgiveness. Let us ask for forgiveness. Ya Allah, you put it into the hearts of those whom you have, may have hurt and injured to forgive us. Ya Allah, accept whatever we have asked you for. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amin ya rabbal alamin. Birahmatika ya rabbal alamin.